right, it's just about 6 p.m. You are tuned to WMBR Cambridge and the James Dean Death Car Experience, where we have a treat for everybody. We have a contributor who made a generous donation for airtime. And if you're a regular listener over the years, you'll recognize Paul. He's been here before, and he always has a great set of music to play for you. So I will turn it over and let him take over.
Thank you, Lisa. That's right. My name is Paul. This is my fourth year driving the death car, and it always seems to be in August. I'm delighted to be here. I'm grateful to Lisa and to WMBR for this opportunity and for giving a generous donation. You can do this as well. I mean, what could be better? What could be a better premium than to play music that you love for your favorite radio station? And I recommend anyone who would like to do so to contribute during the 1 week of fundraising. And you'll get to do exactly what I'm about to do. For those of you who've listened to my sets before, it will be the usual pop confection, but I'll start out with a set that will be somewhat noisy and dissonant, so I know that's what Mary loves. And we're going to start out with a band called Ultra Cindy. They're from Richmond. I think they listen to a lot of Jesus and Mary Chain, but that's not a bad thing. So here's the song. It's 18 Stories Down.
Stop for me. regret. Hate and pain turn us into familiar shadows. Well, you could be anyone and I could be anyone. Do you stand with God's finest laughing in the gallows? Abandoned in the winds and the sun. If I had a gun, I know what I would do. I would seal my faith. Seal my fate with you. Little space rat begins to crap out and fall through an atmosphere weak. Told you to stop, but you wouldn't stop for me. Now I don't even try, I don't even feel. If I had a gun, I know what I would do. Seal my fate. Seal my fate with you. Blind, deaf, and mostly dumb. Can't chase away and I can't outrun. It doesn't matter how I seek my peace. Nothing separates me from the beast.
Freedom.
Okay, well, that was a fairly noisy set, and we wrapped up with the aptly named Feedbacker from Boris out of Japan, and that came from the Limits of Control soundtrack. Before that, we played Mark Eitzel doing If I Had a Gun. That featured Kid Congo Powers on some fairly noisy guitar of his own. Before that, Montreal's Exhaust doing Wolf Fever. That's a side project of Aidan Gert, the drummer of Godspeed You Black Emperor. And we started out with Ultra Cindy doing 18 Stories Down. Now we're going to switch up the tempo a little bit, make things decidedly faster. And we're going to start out with some rock en español from the Cobra Skulls. This next song is Hasta los Cobra Skulls Siempre. We'll be right back. And we're back. And I guess that one was a little bit noisy too, or at least the final track. We ended up with The Hang-Ups doing Curtis. They are from out of Minneapolis, as was the previous band, M.I.J., and they did a song called The Swingtown Pledge from Radio Goodnight, year 2000. Before that, Tripping Daisy did I Got a Girl, and Ferguson out of Barcelona did Heat. They sang it in English, by the way, in case you were trying to discern what they were singing. Neighborly before that, it Vandalized from Grass is Greener. And we started off with the Cobra Skulls out of Reno, Nevada, doing Hasta los Cobra Skulls Siempre. And we're going to continue in a somewhat more indie pop-ish vein, but we're going to start out with a couple of performers who are very unique. The Panderers are really one singer-songwriter who was backed up by Mike Doty's band for this particular EP. I believe he's from West Virginia or Kentucky. Well, he comes from a coal mining family, but he did not follow in his family's footsteps and instead put out this album. And the band is The Panderers, and the song we're about to hear is Dig.
I know. step right up to the barber chair and put some sticky stuff in my hair. Well, I got nothing but time to kill. And if you don't know me by now, you never will. I could have been a candidate, but I haven't had a dollar since Mardi Gras day. And you sell me for a pair of shoes, though I got to admit there's some pretty fine shoes. And the police keep coming around, and I got bruises from sleeping on this cot. And your kid keeps asking for that C note. I was hoping she forgot that she's just another mouth to feed. But if you don't know me by now, you never will.
respond to the word. They grabbed at everything they could. I guess they know you were good. Here I stand withdrawn in dreams of decreasing. Without a smile or a frown, these kids don't wanna go down. That's the difference between you and the cyclone machine. They say you're too tightly strung, that's why you're not having fun. But that's not what it's about. Trying to figure things out. Too many obstacles flung. I guess you wish you were young.
Can't believe that hour's gone, but it was great. Once again, I thank Lisa for letting me come in here and drive for an hour. It's a real pleasure to share music with, even if it's just us three here, it was a blast. And we ended up with a familiar voice in Robert Pollard, and in this case, the vehicle was Mars Classroom. The song he did was Wish You Were Young. Before that, we heard Sunday's Best doing the Salt Mines of Santa Monica. And if I can drop some useless trivia on you, the drummer of that band was the lead singer in Neighborly, who we also played a little bit earlier in set two. Before that, Beulah did Don't Forget to Breathe. And before that, from New Orleans, Royal Finger Bowl, doing Nothing But Time. And we started out the set with the Panders doing Dig from Hot Shots Boy. Once again, it's been a real pleasure spinning some tunes for you. Hope to do it again next year. And I thank Lisa again, and I turn the keys back over to her to drive the death car. Have a good night, everyone.
WMBR-FM 88.1.
For the love of music, not money. Cut up your credit cards. They're evil.
88.1 WMBR, Cambridge, Boston.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.